You are listening to Ignite, a resource of the North American Lutheran Church. To learn more, please visit us online at thenalc.org.
Thank you, Pastor Brad and the NLC Renewal Team, for entrusting me with this opportunity to share on mission evangelism and ministry in rural and small town communities. What qualifies me to do so? Well, quite frankly, my dear, nothing but the grace of God. Chances are that you who are listening here, that there are probably some of you who are much better qualified than I am and probably have higher credentials than I do, in which case, I applaud you and I thank you. I thank you for listening anyway. I have been serving in rural and small-town communities ever since I started out in ministry, beginning in South Africa and then leading into Illinois and then various parts of North Carolina. I currently get to serve at Union Lutheran Church in Salisbury, and it's a small, somewhat rural, somewhat small-town community. This congregation had its beginnings in a small wooden schoolhouse type building, faithfully built by the local farmers, timber harvested from the woods right around them, a lot of sweat equity. We have a building now, obviously, that is much bigger. It's beautiful, a campus that has an educational wing, a couple of offices, and it just generally looks a little different than it did over 100 years ago when it started. And over the years, ministry here at Union has gone through an ebb and flow, as I'm sure many of your communities have too. There have been generational transitions and structural transformations. The heartbeat of the congregation flows through the core of families as it's passed on from father to son, from grandmother to granddaughter. What a wonderful resource. As I share with you, my hope is that individuals and congregations are invigorated anew to reclaim their call to ministry, to move from a place of apathy and paralysis to exuberant joy and energy. God's church is alive. It's alive. I don't know if you say alive, y'all, or you there, or everyone, but God's church is alive. It moves, it breathes, it embraces, and it compels. God's church is not a program, it's not a strategy, but it's a heartbeat, it's a pulse, a relationship with the one Lord Jesus Christ. This, friends, has not changed. No matter how our rural or suburban communities have changed, no matter how our congregational structures have changed or how the generations have changed, Jesus Christ is the center of it all. The hands that were nailed to the cross, the side that was pierced, the body laid in the tomb. And the Jesus risen to sit at the right hand of God, he still breathes and he compels all people. He empowers us to do mission and ministry. Like the very first disciples, we receive the promise of the Holy Spirit. In 1 Acts 8, we read, "But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the very end of the earth." And like the earthly church, we are compelled to go beyond our present familiar spaces and places. We are entrusted not to be conformed to this world, but to be transformed by the renewal of our minds. And this is where I want to latch on to a thought. I think that many of us in small town congregations or rural congregations have this thought process that we just can't do ministry, that we don't know how to do ministry, or we just don't have the people anymore. We're very often handing it over to what is supposed to be a next generation, but not really sitting back and recognizing that handing over of ministry and letting our mind close ourselves off to what the Holy Spirit might do is not a renewal of our minds. You see, I firmly believe that God gathers and calls people into a certain context and into a certain community because of the gifts that they bring with them. God wants to use us where we are at. But for years and years, we've done this thing called program churching, trying to have this strategy and that emphasis. I don't think that ministry or church life or renewal is anything about a new program. It's a relationship that God places into our hands and that He asks us to share with others. A relationship so deep and so sincere and so strong that it compelled the apostles to preach beyond their comfort zones, that it led the apostle Paul into places he never thought he would go. Perhaps it's that we always think mission work is something that is somewhere else far, far away. And it is, believe me, I'm passionate about that. But I think that mission embraces two very big concepts and it can look different in different contexts. For example, evangelism, oyangelion, the proclamation of the good news, is a certain aspect of mission. We need to proclaim that Jesus Christ is alive, just like those first witnesses when they came running back from the empty tomb through the villages saying, "He's alive, he's alive." We have that message embedded in our hearts. That message is relevant and still true. I believe that our neighbors, that our brothers, that our sisters, that our children are seeking for that message to know that Jesus truly is alive and we are the ones to share that message. Jesus is alive. Evangelism is a proclamation of good news. It is easier for some of us, however, to get stuck more in the social outreach aspect of mission work, which is also important. Jesus said, "I was hungry and did you feed me? I was thirsty and did you give me something to drink? I was naked, did you clothe me? I was sick, did you visit? I was in prison." The social aspect of ministry is vital because we are, in fact, God's hands. We are God's face, and people do see Jesus through us. But if we do mission without the evangelism part connected to it, then we are just doing what any other non-for-profit agency does in our community. There is a subtle relationship that's connected between evangelism and social outreach. They're yoked. Proclaiming Jesus Christ is alive goes hand in hand with feeding the hungry. And feeding the hungry goes hand in hand with proclaiming Jesus Christ as our Savior. In a book, Transforming Missions, David Bush wrote about various paradigms of mission work and how different denominations bring different emphasis to the body of Christ in ministry. One of the strengths that we as Lutheran Church can bring into mission work is that we truly know the gospel of grace. That we truly do believe that our works do not save us, but it's Jesus Christ alone who saves us. Look at your congregation. Take a moment to build a relationship with them and try to understand what their gifts and talents are. Just last week, I got to visit with a mother in our congregation as she was sharing her faith story with me. They had adopted a girl with special needs a couple of years ago, and I just wanted to hear more about her story. Turns out that this woman has a non-for-profit agency that focuses specifically on people with special needs. This is not a city. I'm living in a somewhat rural, suburban area. She has a non-for-profit agency I didn't even know about, focused specifically on people who have children with special needs. I looked at my congregation and saw the awesome gift of ministry of music that they have. Quality music, beautiful music. It didn't take a professor or a doctor of theology to understand that when God brings someone into your midst who has a heart for people with special needs and the qualifications to work with them, and God brings into your midst people with a heart for music, that those two would go together to proclaim Jesus Christ in a local mission. And you know what this little congregation is going to do? We're going to have a community carol festival for families with special needs. That's not a big brainwave. Our forefathers built our churches with what they had, the timber that they had, the resources that they had, the skills that they had. God wants to take our ministries in our rural and suburban congregations one step further. Perhaps we don't need to build a new church building, but perhaps we need to build the church with new relationships. Becoming a little bit more confident in our proclamation of the gospel. Jesus Christ is saved. He's with us. He's the only way. I love when I got to visit with one of my older ladies this afternoon, who's in a nursing home, and she was sharing her story of faith. She goes, "Pastor, I have that special spot in the pew. I love to sit there because I love my people. Every day I wake up in the morning, Pastor, and I pray for each one of our members." That's ministry. That's mission. Oh, I'm excited. I pray that you are excited, that you realize the Holy Spirit that breathed into the first apostles and disciples, breathes into us, breathes into our little congregation. It doesn't take an army to bring Jesus Christ into a community. It takes you. It takes your gifts, your skills. Sit down and truly listen to each other. Reach out beyond your comfort zone as you yoke in ministry. Mission embraces the proclamation of God's word. Don't just let the pastor do that. It embraces making those beautiful quilts. It embraces making a hot dish for someone when they are sick. Balancing these two together to bring Jesus Christ into the world. I know our Lord Jesus Christ hasn't created us by accident. I know that you, you're part of that call, and I look forward to hearing all of your stories. May our Lord Jesus Christ bless you and keep you in his grace. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today. The North American Lutheran Church is Christ-centered, mission-driven, traditionally grounded, and congregationally focused. The NALC is committed to the renewal of all of our congregations, working to develop and deliver resources that challenge and open the NALC to the work of the Holy Spirit in our mission and ministry. If you enjoy these podcasts, please take a moment to rate and review in the app you are using today. Your ratings and reviews help others find this resource. Thank you again.